You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. My name is Matt Hicks, the FF Educator. I'm your host, as always, joined by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And we are back at it again. John, we went off the rails on the last episode, but we got some great feedback for it. So if you did not check out our last episode of the Devy Seminar, John has created a Frankenstein monster of a big board game here, and it was a lot of fun. We did a mock draft in this unique bingo format for the Power Five, but now we're switching it up, and me and John are digging deep into the Group of Five here on today's episode. So it's a mock draft. It's a Group of Five mock draft. Whether you're a hardcore Devy fan, college fantasy football fanatic, or you just want to get to know, there's still some very valuable players in the Group of Five. That's how we get a lot of value out of it. So we have plenty of good players that we're going to talk about today. And John, I'm excited to do it because we're digging up the hidden gems on today's episode. So I'm excited for it. We're not going to go fully into the rules because if you listened to last episode, we spent a good chunk of time breaking down the rules, and we don't want to do that again. So John, how you doing, man? Let's jump right into this thing.
I'm doing great. It's a perfect evening. The sun is just coming into my room right now. We are doing the Group of Five. Matt, Antonio Brown, Western Michigan. Randy Moss at Marshall. Carson Wentz, North Dakota State. We can go to Division II or FCS if we want. Independent schools. Zach Wilson this year. You know, we also have Trey Lance. There's talent at this level. If you are a hardcore Devy owner, you might be able to uncover a gem in the fifth or sixth round of a Devy draft that turns into second round NFL draft capital. So that's what we're here for tonight. Matt and I have searched hard. We've uncovered a lot of players who you need to look at that can help your Devy roster.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, John, just to expand on the list, Antonio Gibson, Gabriel Davis. I mean, the list goes on and on. Yeah. Some of the hottest guys that we're debating this offseason. There's plenty of talent in the Group of Five. And so I'm really excited to dig into it. If you remember last time, John is the master of the bingo cage there. So he's going to fire it up. John, the roster settings are a little different. We are saving ourselves from drafting a tight end. So the slots, there's two quarterback slots, two running back slots, three wide receiver slots, and a super flex slot on top of our two quarterback slots. So we're being QB friendly because that tends to be a position of interest out of the Group of Five. And then we will be reprieved from tight end unless we want to put it in our super flex spot, which it is an option. So we'll see if John rigs the bingo cage against me again. But
well, actually, we can. It'll be if I ring the little bag this time. It's okay. A little easier for me than spinning the cage. It wasn't as effective. So luckily, when I bought the cage, it came with a little bag with all of
the
ball.
Okay.
So on our bingo board, there's a ball in this bag for every item on the bingo board. And Matt Oak gets the pleasure of starting first. So I'm going to pick out of the bag.
All right, let's see. Let's see.
Matt gets, FF61. So Matt, if you look at our board, we go to FF61. Matt gets to pick for $100 any running back that he wants on his roster in the Power Five for his Devy roster. Matt, you're up. Who's the running back you like most at the Power Five level?
Power Five or Group of Five, right?
Oh, Group of Five. I'm sorry.
Yes, there's actually a few good options here. So I can't actually, I'm already excited to double dip. I could triple dip. There's actually a lot of good options here at the top. But I am going to go with somebody, John. I have acquired him recently in a in a Devy, the Devy side of a startup draft. I have acquired him in a Devy auction draft within the last week as well. And I'm going with Cincinnati's Jerome Ford. Ooh. I'm a big fan of Jerome Ford. 5'11", 212. Ford is a former Alabama recruit, and he started off in the Alabama running back room, transferred to Cincinnati. And when he was on the field in 2020, he had some really nice pops of explosiveness, of downfield acceleration for his size. But he was kind of trapped there behind it was Dokes, right, at Cincinnati. Yeah. He was trapped there. And now it's his show. And we talked a little bit about this with Cincinnati last week, but Cincinnati's going to be a Cinderella narrative. He's going to get national attention. He's going to be on TV. And I think his draft stock, it's really going to be a momentous one. He's almost free everywhere, John. But if there's a running back, specifically in the 2022 draft, that I think will have a meteoric rise, it's Jerome Ford. So I'm really excited about him, and I'm glad he's my first pick off the board here.
I'm a little bit jealous. I have identified Jerome Ford as one of the top running backs, if not the top. Now, it's interesting. I've identified three Cincinnati Bearcats that I might choose tonight. You took the first one, but they are kind of loaded on the offensive side of the football. They've got a good program, everyone. So I love your pick of Jerome Ford. All right, let me go in the bag here. I'm looking up.
Started off with a snipe of John.
I have picked a V35. So I have V35. Let me see. Oh, this is a brutal start. I have Conference USA.
Oh boy.
Wide receivers. Now, if you love college fantasy football, Conference USA has some players. But when you go deep into the NFL level, there's not a lot down there in Conference USA. But
I'm thinking of one. I'm thinking of one.
I have a wide receiver who I like, and I saw him a lot last year. One of the advantages to the pandemic, and there obviously wasn't a ton, but one of the advantages is we were able to see games from the group of five that aren't usually televised. One of those teams was the UTSA Red Roadrunners. And they have an interesting offense. And I saw them twice in the first month of the season. They have a wide receiver, Matt, Zachary Franklin. When I'm at this level, I'm looking for size first and foremost, NFL size. He's 6'1", 185. He is lengthy and long. He's also fast. Now, obviously, we would know the NFL Combine will dictate his speed. But against Conference USA defenders, he destroyed them. He's only a two-star recruit, one of the reasons he ends up at UTSA. But in two seasons, and he really blossomed last year, he has 85 receptions for 1,185 yards, averaging 13.6 yards a catch and 10 touchdowns. He's a very sneaky Devy prospect. Look, you don't go out and grab him, but if you have a waiver wire, if you're in round 7 or 8, he has the NFL body. I think with Frank Harris, it's very interesting. They have an interest in passing game with quarterback Frank Harris. I'm taking Zachary Franklin, UTSA.
That's a good choice. I guess I shouldn't tip my hand too much, but there's another player that I think is going to go off the board from UTSA as well in this draft. So that's an interesting pick. And John, you know, recent memory, unless I'm confusing the conference, isn't Tulane Conference USA? So
no, the American Athletic Conference.
Oh, they AAC. Are. Okay. So I was going to say, you know, the Darnell Mooney was a recent Conference USA guy. So we'll see. We'll see. All right. All right. Let's dig back into the bingo bag here, John. Let's see what I have up here with my next pick.
All right. Matt is up. I've grabbed the magical ball. It is from the Y column. We have Y47. So let's see what Matt gets. Ooh, Matt, any player for $200 on any team, any position. Now it's a little strategy. What is deep? Where do you go? What do you want to do here for $200?
Okay, so I have a freebie here, just a total wild card.
Wild card, anything you want, brother.
All right, I'm just going straight down my Devy rankings here. And I'll buy time here because I am scrolling. I'm like, I'll buy time by pointing out, you know, you can have access to the same list that I'm going down, patreon.com/theffeducator. I'm not even trying to plug. I'm just scrolling a lot. I'm trying to – the next guy up is also a running back, but I'm wondering if I want to use up my running back slot here. I will. I'll use up my running back slot. And it is a guy who I think is flying a little too under the radar. He's been very productive in both of his first two seasons for Boise State. And that is George Haloney. 1,000 rushing yards and 7 touchdowns as a true freshman for the Broncos. He didn't play Broncos had a really weird schedule, but I thought he looked good when he was out there. So he's technically 22 eligible. I don't know if he'll declare for 22. It depends on how big of a season he has this year. But he's 5'11", 190, and I think he's probably built out that frame since last year. So George Haloney is a top 75 player on my Devy board right now. So I think he's flying a little too under the radar. And if you're playing in campus to Canton leagues, he's certainly going to give you at least that production. So I'm going to go with George Haloney here from Boise State.
Hey, Boise State is actually a lot of their running backs, Doug Martin, Jay Ajayi, they've had players who've been drafted. He's the type of player who, if he got second or third round draft capital in the NFL, you could get a lot of value there. The production's been on the field. I do think this is a very important year for him, but I like it. You started, you got two solid running backs, Matt. So that's looking good. So now it's my turn. Let me go to the magic bag here.
All right, John pulling a wide receiver the first time. Let's see what he ends up here.
I have an E, let's see, E17, so I put it in the board. Oh, my God, I have Conference USA running back for $200. So I think I have an idea who I'm going to take here. I could go with my surprise, but I have to go on my board right now. And my board says there's one player – who I would have loved a couple years ago, Matt. But I do now, I'm a little bit more biased about size, and I understand that it's a little more difficult for these group of five running backs. Like, I love Devin Singletary coming out of Florida Atlantic. He's been good. Hey, you know what? If you had him in Devy League, you might have traded him, flipped him for some value, all right? But he hasn't turned out what we thought. UTSA, I cannot believe I'm going to this program again.
Yeah, no, this one's a good one.
And Matt figured it out. I knew he would. But Sincere McCormick,
yeah,
I think he's the guy who stands out in this conference. Now, he's 5'9", 200 pounds. So he's not really small, but we know with the Rashad Bateman, we can't always trust the school size, but if he does end up 5'9", 197, that's a good body and frame. He's a three-star recruit, class of 2019. But Matt, he was a rock star last year. In two seasons, he has 2,450 yards. What I like is he averaged 5.8 yards a carry. More importantly, 44 receptions, 20 touchdowns. Sincere McCormick, if he could have another unbelievable year, he will jump up Devy boards. And because he's a pass catcher, he does give you that extra value who could end up in the third round of the NFL draft. So I'm going to go Sincere McCormick. Now, I would have loved him a lot more 3 years ago, but I do like him, and he's probably undervalued in the Devy community right now.
And, John, I think you're out of Roadrunners. I think we got to give you a 2 Roadrunner max here, and I don't know if we could dig up another one if we tried.
I don't think I have a third one on. I agree there, Matt.
All right, back to the bingo bag here. Let's see what John pulls out for me.
I'm trying to type in and talk, so sorry for the delay. Got the bag here. All right. I can't believe I got 2 Roadrunners. That's priceless. All right. We have E20 for Matt. So, Matt, Sun Belt running back. So we could, you could have an option, putting the Sun Belt running back in your running back, or you could ask me to pick another ball. It's up to you what you want to do here.
I think I know who I want to go with. I'm debating here, so let me just I'm double checking my team now. I'm pretty sure I know who I want. I'm double checking that I have the team. Are they not in the Sun Belt?
What
is Southern Mississippi not in the Sun Belt?
Oh, they're in the Sun Belt.
They are.
Oh wait, okay. No, Conference USA. I'm so sorry.
No, they are in Conference USA. Dang it.
I think I know who you like because I have him too. I like him too.
Oh no, I don't know if I have a running back on my board from this conference, John.
Hey, that's you can't say pick again.
I think we need to go back to the bag because it would have been CJ Maribel, but he graduated. I'm trying to, in Louisiana Lafayette, Louisiana lost both their running backs, did they not?
No, yes, they did lose both their running backs, yes.
Yeah, so I think we're out of legitimate options here.
All right, let's go over to the bag, all right, Matt?
All right, let's go back to the bag, man. That was rough.
That's the best thing when you make up a game. You can tweak things. So we're going to go here. We have column FF number 65. Ooh, any wide receiver for $500.
Okay, any wide receiver. I could definitely get that one. All right, now just let's look here at what my favorite one is going to be. We might be going back to the blue turf, John. I love the ponies too. I'm going to go with a guy, and I'm a little concerned about him because of the injury. A lot of folks thought he might come out this year. But the injury kind of held him back. And I'm going to go with Reggie Roberson. I really liked Reggie Roberson back when I was watching his 2019 tape. He has some really good 2019 tape. And that was, John, I kind of have like a cardinal rule when I'm watching tape and I'm watching for one guy and my attention goes to another guy. That's a huge perk for me. And I remember trying to watch James Prochet tape when Prochet was coming out. And Reggie Roberson was the guy who was just popping off the film. He's twitchy. He's shorthanded. He runs a really nice comeback route. And he's kind of, he does dominate the bottom of the field, but he can extend a little bit more. Originally, I believe a West Virginia recruit transferred to SMU. Remember, SMU has this culture of like bringing in really strong transfers. That's kind of how they built their program the last couple of years. 6'0", 200. And so, if it wasn't for the lower body injury, I think I'd be making this pick with a ton of confidence. And I believe it was an ACL or it was definitely a lower leg injury. So, you know, that's giving me a little bit of reservations, but assuming he's healthy and 100% when it comes draft time, it's going to be Reggie Roberson with a decent amount of enthusiasm here from me.
Matt, I like Reggie Roberson a ton. The injury is the only reason why he's down on my Debbie rankings. But if he comes out with a new quarterback and they have a nice recruit, they have a grad transfer or a transfer from Oklahoma. If he can have a successful season, he could skyrocket up my board. The injury is the only reason why he's down further than I would like. I agree with you. Very interesting player. This year is going to be a big one for him. All right, so I'm up. I like Roberson. So let me see who I got here. Ooh, I got an FF column.
No Sun Belt. No Sun Belt.
FF63. So this might be, ooh, any running back for $300 for me. So I can go any running back in my group of five. Now it's interesting. Matt took my number one, and then my number two would be McCormick. So I have McCormick. Let me see if I wanted to hear, do I want to wait or do I want someone who's going to come out shortly? You know what?
There's a really good one.
I like one. And I think this is who Matt was talking. Well, it was. He said Southern Mississippi. I'm going to go Frank Gore Jr.
Yeah.
That's everyone. This is Frank Gore's son. I'm so old. I remember Frank Gore playing at the University of Miami, And now his son, Frank Gore Jr., is at Southern Mississippi, a little smaller than his dad, 5'8", 185. He was a three-star recruit in 2019. Last year, when he finally got the opportunity to come on the field, Matt, he had 708 yards rushing. He averaged 5.9 yards a carry. He had 9 receptions for 97 yards and 3 total touchdowns. Frank Gore is a very interesting player this year. He clearly has Debbie value. If he could put together one of those 1,300, 1,400-yard seasons where he just looks dominant with his dad and the NFL pedigree, an NFL team is going to be interested in him, especially if he shows the toughness. Maybe he can put on 5 to 10 more pounds. So I'm taking Frank Gore Jr. here, and that's $300. I just got to put him in my roster column.
That's a good pick. Well, that's a good pick.
So I have Sincere McCormick and Frank Gore now at the running back.
All right. All right.
Oh, I have to do a bag for Matt.
Back to the bag.
The dog, and he just came in to say hello. He's a very friendly guy. He doesn't like to be alone, so he always is walking around. We have E19. So let's see. Matt has, MAC conference running back. Matt, you have a MAC conference running back. Who you got, my brother?
MAC conference running back. Okay, let's run through the options here. By the way, MAC football is completely underrated, and they play on like Tuesdays, which I love. Is it Tuesdays or Wednesdays or something like that?
Yeah, it's great just to sit around and watch a MAC game. It's 44-38.
Central Michigan's got a guy, don't they?
They do.
Okay, hold on. I'm like, I know who this is. I need to do a name check here. John, who's my guy?
I think you're saying Lou Nichols?
Yes. Yeah, he was productive last year, right?
Yes. He's the young one. So there he's I think
No,
he's
Kobe the, Lewis. Kobe Lewis, Kobe right? Lewis.
Okay.
There we go.
He's the upperclassman. Lou yes. Nichols is the underclassman.
Yes, I'm going to go with Kobe Lewis here. I remember him having a good year. Yeah, in just 6 games last year, 468 yards and 6 touchdowns. And in 2019, 1,074 yards and 12 touchdowns for Kobe Lewis. So I'm going to go with – and he's 5'11", 210. So
yes.
He's got enough size there for him. So I'm going to go with Kobe Lewis.
And we're going to put him in your super flex position.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I ran out of running back slots.
It goes quick.
Now I can't draft any more running.
You know, look at that. Neither of us have gotten a quarterback ball, and we're really light on receivers. Ooh, I got and, D. I got
so many D, good running backs left.
I got D4. Ooh, I have a Sun Belt Conference quarterback. The Sun Belt. There's one guy.
There is somebody I like in there.
I do like a lot. Grayson McCall.
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina quarterback. If you weren't watching Coastal Carolina, you don't like college football last year, people. That's all there is to it. And Grayson McCall was the guy on Coastal Carolina. Redshirt freshman. 6'3", 200 pounds. So he looks bigger than Zach Wilson. You know, he looks a little bit more he has a little bit more bulk on his frame, but he's got about the same measurements. He might be a little bit taller. Obviously, we'll see. But he was a two-star recruit. That's why he falls to Coastal Carolina. But he threw for 2,513 yards. But, Matt, what makes him interesting? He's that new modern dual-threat quarterback. He had 580 yards on the ground. His quarterback rating is out of control at 185, and I understand that's against Sun Belt competition. So, obviously, it gets a boost, but he's still well above my threshold at 185, especially as a redshirt sophomore. He had 34 total touchdowns last year. Like him a lot, Matt. I think he's very interesting. I'm going Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina.
All right, that's a good pick. That's definitely the pick that pops out of that selection.
All right, so Matt and I were halfway through our Devy game of the group of five. Let me review the players we've each selected and who has gotten the most the dollar amount. Matt has three running backs: Jerome Ford, Cincinnati, for 100; George Helani, running back from Boise State, for 200; and Kobe Lewis in his super flex, running back from Central Michigan, for 400. And then wide receiver Reggie Roberson from SMU for 500. So Matt has $1,200 on the board. I have Grayson McCall for 400 from Coastal Carolina, Sincere McCormick from UTSA for 200, Frank Gore Jr. for 300 from Southern Mississippi, and I still can't believe I've never seen a team with two UTS players, but I have wide receiver Zachary Franklin for 500 from Conference USA. So I have 1,400. Matt's got 1,200, and we each have four more players, and we need a minimum of three quarterbacks in these final four rounds. Matt, are you ready, my friend?
I'm buckled up, man. We need some quarterbacks here.
We do here. Ooh, Matt, you got a yellow. You're at B34. So let's see who you have a MAC conference wide receiver for $400.
All right, MAC conference wide receiver. Let's see what our options are here. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Gosh, we might have to go back to the bag here. I'm checking. I have deep rankings, John, and I'm not sure I got somebody here. MAC wide receiver. I got a MAC quarterback. I got a... I already drafted a MAC running back. Yeah, we might have to go back to the bag here, John.
Hey, Matt, if you want to pass, I'll take this and we'll switch, only because I do have two who I like a lot.
You got two? Where are you coming from? What school? Tell me what school.
Northern Illinois and Ball State.
Oh, I don't got it. You can go ahead. I'll pass it.
You don't mind?
Yeah, no, take it.
The best thing about playing the game is we can tweak the rules. I have two MAC wide receivers, but I'm going to choose one right now. If you have not seen him play, he may make a meteoric rise this year. Justin Hall of Ball State. Matt, 5'9", 186. Check out these numbers. 257 receptions for 2,722 yards, 13 touchdowns. But here's where the dynamic aspect of his game. Matt, he's got 85 carries in his career, 610 yards, and four touchdowns. And he was an immediate kick and punt returner as a freshman on campus. Who does he remind you of from the MAC, my friend? Who did we love from the MAC last year in the draft process?
Eskridge.
I'm telling you. If you did not know Justin Hall was Justin Hall, he has a lot of Dwayne Eskridge in his game. I think Justin Hall, if he comes out and has another 1,000-yard season for Ball State, and he's somehow 190, let's see what he weighs. Well, Eskridge, I think, was less than 186, right?
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me very much of Dwayne Eskridge. So I'm going to put in my wide receiver, Justin Hall, Ball State. Everyone get to know the name. Very dynamic. One of those kind of chess piece players who in an NFL team. Who was the young man who went to the Rams? Louisville. Why can't I remember his name now? The wide receiver.
Tutu Atwell.
What?
Tutu Atwell.
Tutu Atwell. Probably not as fast, but you know what? I think he's a little bit better of a football player. You know, Tutu was just an incredible speed demon. But I think Justin Hall's a better football player. All right, Matt, ready? This is yours. N32.
All right.
So let's see what we got for
Let's get some American conference.
AAC wide receiver, brother.
Okay, there we go. We're landing in the AAC now. All right, let's see here. Let's see what we got for the American Athletic Conference. Oh, well, I should have waited on SMU.
Waited on SMU.
Oh, I definitely should have waited on SMU. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's see. Did UCF, they lost their wide receiver, didn't they? They had somebody.
But they do have one interesting player who's a transfer from Oklahoma.
UCF does?
Yep.
What did they get from Oklahoma?
His name's Robinson. I think he had 900 yards last year.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, boy. Who's playing opposite of Roberson? Let's see. Memphis doesn't even have a wide receiver this year.
No, it's interesting. Memphis is their best receiver is very, he's like Tutu Atwell big. Like he's Calvin Austin, but he's very small. Plus, he's a sophomore.
All right. I don't love this pick, but I think he's probably the most prominent name out there. Yeah. And so I'll go with CJ Johnson out of East Carolina. Not my favorite pick, but I think he's relevant enough. He's 6'2". He's got good height to him. I remember being not so thrilled with his tape. Not really a good separator, but, you know, he has time to potentially develop on that. And when I'm looking around, there's a lot of good talent in the conference, but not a lot of known talent popping out at the wide receiver position specifically when I'm looking at these different rosters here. So I'm going to go with CJ Johnson here of East Carolina, and he does have his quarterback returning this year, correct?
Yes, he does.
He'll have Ehlers throwing him the ball again. So that always gives a better chance of high production.
Absolutely, brother. Oh, there goes one ball on the ground. So am I that one, whatever it is. All right. So it's my turn. We have E16. E16. So let's see what I got here. Ooh, an AAC running back. So I could put him in my super flex.
You've got some good options here.
Or I could pass and try to draw again.
You've got a good option on the board.
There's one running back you like a lot remaining from the AAC.
Yeah, highly productive guy.
Let me see if I'm missing something. Maybe I made a mistake. Give me half a second. Oh, I do like, you know what? All right. Do I want him? Okay. I'll put him in my super effect. I think, are you talking SMU also?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Ulysses Bentley, right?
Yep. That's the guy.
The only reason is he's a sophomore. So right. I wasn't necessarily like, I like to lean towards maybe the juniors or possibly seniors, but 5'10", 184. Last year, he almost had 1,000 yards. In his career, he's averaged 5.4 yards a carry. He's not a big pass catcher in their system. SMU doesn't throw the ball to their backs a ton. So, he has 11 receptions but 12 touchdowns. But I'll take Ulysses Bentley from SMU and see what happens. Let's see. That was worth 200, right? Yeah. All right. Matt's up now. Let me go to the bag.
All right. Let's see.
Ooh. You have D5, which should be a quarterback. Ooh, D5. You have a MAC conference quarterback for 500.
Right. Teed up here. I think I have this teed up. I'm just making sure I'm not going to skip past anybody real quick. Yeah, man. Give me Dustin Crum from Kent State, man. Dustin Crum lit it up last year. Highly productive guy. I think he was flirting with declaring for the NFL draft this year. I think he probably did the right thing by returning because he is probably still a little bit of a long shot here. But I think he's going to be in that day three quarterback conversation. He's 6'3", 201, and he has a little bit of that dual threat mobility to him. And I believe in 2020, he had, 70% completion rate, over 70% completion rate for Kent State. In 2019, he had 3,300 yards and a 20-2 touchdown interception ratio. So there's just a little bit of something. There's a little bit of interest there with Dustin Crum out of Kent State. So I'll be happy to go ahead and grab him here.
Matt, a little footnote. There was a time early in the draft process where we did not know if Dustin Crum was going up, coming out. Mel Kiper had him in his top 10 at one point.
Oh, see, there you
around,
go.
Yeah, somewhere around January, he had him as his top 10. Now, Crum made an early decision to go back to school, which is great for college fantasy football. But, Matt, he is a dual threat. He has 4,200 yards passing in his career, 1,368 rushing, and 47 touchdowns. Now, what's impressive, Matt, he has a 163 passer rating.
Yeah.
He is a very interesting quarterback prospect. And we are seeing a real big change at the NFL level. They're looking for these dual threat dynamic quarterbacks. So Dustin Crum from Kent State, he's one of those players I'm going to be watching really closely this year. I think that's a great pick there. I like him. So you got Dustin Crum. All right, I'm up now. I need a wide receiver and a quarterback. Ah, and so does Matt. Matt needs a wide receiver and a quarterback.
So we're landing in similar spots here.
I have V31, which my choice, V31. I have a Sunbelt wide receiver. So let me see. Ooh, I know who I'm going to take. All right. He's kind of gotten a lot of discussion in the Devy community.
Yeah, I know who you're taking.
Jalen Tolbert, receiver out of South Alabama. Ladies and gentlemen, you might not be thinking about Jalen Tolbert or you might not be thinking about South Alabama football for your wide receiver prospects, but Jalen Tolbert is legit. Let me find him where I have him on my rankings here. I just got to find him here.
I know folks on the NFL side of the draft are definitely into him. So there's legitimate draft buzz with Jalen Tolbert.
Yes, 6'3", 195, everyone. Now, if you're looking for a young breakout age, Tolbert's not going to be your guy. He was class of 2017, but he has 96 receptions, 1,666 career yards. He's a big play threat, Matt. 17.4 yards per catch, 14 career receptions, touchdowns. I like Jalen Tolbert a lot. I'm going to be watching him very, very closely this year. Jalen Tolbert, wide receiver, South Alabama. And Matt's absolutely correct. He's getting a lot of buzz in the NFL draft community, my friends.
Nice pick there, John. Two good picks there, back to back. We hit a little bit of a drought, I feel like, with big names, but we're back at it.
We're back at it. All right. Let me get some, Matt. Woo! You got D2.
All right.
So that is a quarterback.
All right.
Ooh, a Mountain West quarterback.
Hey.
For 200.
Easy.
I think I know.
Easy. It's Carson Strong. Teed it up for me, John. You know, I end up with a good pick when I already have a summer scouting evaluation on the group of five player. Carson Strong is absolutely, when you look at the Mountain West, John, and, you know, I know they're not in the Mountain West, but for all intents and purposes, BYU is in the Mountain West in my eyes. And, you know, it's a similar program. It's a similar size. They end up playing a lot of the same teams. You know, you get the rise of Zach Wilson last year. The year before, it's the rise of Jordan Love. And you can kind of see guys consistently coming out of this conference. And I think this year, the guy is Carson Strong. Now, you know, he's more of a prototypical pocket passer for sure, but he's got good size to him. And he has a big arm. 50 yards downfield with relative ease, John. Ooh. Now, he's got a tame in the arm. He's got a little bit too much gunslinger mentality. He's got to hone in his touch in the deep ball. But the mechanics are there. The arm strength is there. And I think he's poised to make a big leap this year. You go on and watch his San Diego State tape. It looks good. Multiple balls, 50-plus yards downfield, leads his wideouts perfectly. That's not consistent yet. But if he reins that in, Carson Strong has the ability to be a first-round pick. And I definitely know guys on the draft side of things that feel like Carson Strong can be a first-round pick. And if he had come out this past year, I know folks who feel like he would have been a day two pick this past year in the developmental aspect. But he came back, and I think he's got a shot, John, to be the guy that plays his way into the first round. So, this is probably the highest pick of any of the guys here on my board would be Carson Strong.
Matt, I like Carson Strong a ton. I've seen Devy analysts and NFL scouts. They have Carson Strong number one. I'm not that bullish. I can't put him ahead of Rattler and Sam Howell at this point, but he's definitely in the conversation. Matt Corral, Keaton Slovis, and Carson Strong. I think two of those three are going to be first-round picks in next year's NFL draft. I like Carson Strong a ton. Now I can't wait to see Nevada play football this year. They are loaded on offense. We haven't been able to pick one of their receivers, people, but they are loaded at receiver. All right. Oh, I got B3. So who do I got at B3? Let me see here. Ooh, American Athletic Conference quarterback. So I do like there are two quarterbacks in the American Athletic Conference.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
What?
Oh, well, no, you're right. You're right. It is a tough choice. I thought it wasn't a tough choice for a second.
You know, so I think we have the same two, I'm sure. But I'm going to go with the dual threat running back. To me, the game, Carson Strong is the exception. When you have that arm talent and you're that good of a pocket passer, there's going to be an NFL team that likes it. He looks like a Steeler. And hint, hint, the Steelers need to move on from Ben Roethlisberger. That's a different story for a different day. It comes down to Dillon Gabriel and Desmond Ridder. Mm-hmm. I like both, but I'm going to go Ridder. Ridder's higher on my board. 6'4", 215. The size, he plays like a big man. He was only a three-star recruit. Why he ends up at Cincinnati? But Matt's over 6,900 passing yards, over 1,800 rushing yards, 79 career total touchdowns. You know I'm big on games played. He's already played 36 games, likely to get 12 more. So you're talking about a young man that's going to be over 45 starts in college. Yum, I love that. Knowledgeable kid, played under Luke Fickell, the Ohio State guy who moves over to Cincinnati, has turned that program around. He's not a perfect passer, I get it. The quarterback rating is 140 career-wise. Hopefully, I would love to see him at least post a 165 his final year on campus. I've seen a lot of Desmond Ridder. A very good NFL prospect. Right now, I have a third-round grade. I'm a tough grader. I have a third-round grade. I think he'll be in the second round if he has a good season. Some people say first. I'm not that bullish on him at this time. I think that's too much. Right now, I have a third-round grade. I like Desmond Ridder, so he's going to be my quarterback here.
John, real quick while you're pulling up that last one, I did my summer evaluation of Desmond Ridder, and okay. I was excited to watch him because I watched him live and I liked him. And, you know, I put on Army in Georgia were my two games, and he has a late day three grade from me, man. It was not pretty. And I think he's got all the developmental upside in the world, and I hope he puts it together because he's fun. But, man, I was bummed out because I went in so excited and I did not leave excited.
Matt, you know, I think I'm being fair as a third-round grade. Yeah. I mean, when I see people post a first round grade, I'm like, have you actually watched a Cincinnati game?
Right.
And I like them. I've seen a lot of Cincinnati football, but you cannot right now, if you're putting a first round grade on him, I think they're, you know, look, I get the dual threat and he is a good athlete, but the passing, it's not pretty at times, Matt.
It's not good.
You know, and like, that's kind of, you know, what's happening in our conversations, right? Justin Fields is a beautiful passer who can run.
Right, exactly.
Desmond Ridder is a great athlete, but he's not a great passer of the football.
Right.
And that still matters at the NFL level, folks. So, all right. Matt has one spot left. I'm all done. I filled up my roster. Matt needs a wide receiver, so he gets Y.
Oh, boy.
46. Oh, boy. Let's see what Matt gets here. Why? Ooh, oh, any quarterback. You don't need a quarterback.
Don't need a quarterback.
Oh, we missed one quarterback who would have been good. E is a running back, so you don't need a running back. So basically, we need a blue die to come out here. Let's see. Matt Bailey! Debbie! Double!
Oh, Matt, there you go.
Matt for $600 has hit Y48. Debbie Daily double for $600. And you can pick, well, you need your last spot. You can pick any wide receiver not taken in the group of five, my friend.
All right. Lucky draw there at the end because the wide receivers have given me some challenge on this one. So I'm glad to have free reign here. I'm going to go back to the blue turf, John. Khalil Shakir out of Boise State, 6'0", 190. It's twitchy, sure-handed. In 14 games in 2019, he caught 63 balls. In 7 games in 2020, he caught 52 balls. All right. 6 touchdowns in each season. And Johnny actually averaged 13.8 yards both seasons. That's just kind of a fun oddity there. You know, really reliable underneath guy. He'll probably be a day 3 guy just because that's his skill set. I think he's going to live in the slot in the NFL, but those guys are important and they find roles. So it's Khalil Shakir for me. He's somebody who I do expect to get drafted. He'll be a senior this year, so he should come out. And I think he's going to be, you know, a solid day 3 wide receiver. And if he plays out of his mind, if he tests really well, maybe he pushes himself into that day 2 conversation.
Matt, he was my top remaining wide receiver on the board. I think it's a no-brainer. It's interesting. Matt has 2 Boise State. I have U2, UTSA. We each have a running back and a wide receiver from those 2 programs. And Matt, you get revenge. You won this game with the Debbie Daily double. You have 2,700. I have 2,300, and let me go through both of our teams for all of our viewers. And then I'm going to talk about some players we missed just because, you know, we can't hit on anyone because we are at the bingo gods choose where we can pick. Matt has a quarterback, 2 great ones, Dustin Crum, Kent State, and Carson Strong out of Nevada. At running back, Jerome Ford, Cincinnati, and George Helani out of Boise State. At wide receiver, Reggie Roberson, SMU. C.J. Johnson, ECU. Very big year for him. The NFL size is there. We talked about him last year in our Debbie. Terrible sophomore year. Lots of things went wrong. Let's see what happens this year. Khalil Shakir, Boise State. Very interesting prospect. Day 3 grade right now, but he could clearly move up in my book. And then Kobe Lewis, the running back out of Central Michigan. Matt has $2,700. My team, Grayson McCall, Coastal Carolina at quarterback, and Desmond Ridder at Cincinnati. Those are my 2 quarterbacks. My running back, Sincere McCormick, UTSA, and Frank Gore Jr. of Southern Mississippi. I have Zachary Franklin, wide receiver from UTSA. Justin Hall, one of my sneaky Debbie assets out of Ball State. If he has another big season, he's going to move up Debbie boards, everyone. Jalen Tolbert, South Alabama. NFL scouts are talking about him. College fantasy football experts. He's a top 10 wide receiver. He's going high in drafts. And then Ulysses Bentley, the running back from SMU. Those are our two group of five Devy squads. Now, we have put independent programs on. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't get the balls that allowed us to pick. We know we missed Malik Willis out of Liberty. Mm-hmm. Matt, I have a second round grade. He's going up draft boards, but very similar in my book. He's better. He's more athletic than Desmond Ridder. I worry about his passing skills at this point. There's mm-hmm. no question about the athleticism. There's no question about his playmaking. I need to see development in the passing game. I like Malik Willis, but I need to see more. Very interesting player. Tyler Allgeier, my top running back out of BYU, independent program. And then Gunnar Romney. If you had watched a lot of Zach Wilson, and I watched too much Zach Wilson, Gunnar Romney, the wide receiver, is very interested. And believe it or not, he is in the Romney family ran for president in 2012. I think he's a nephew. I forgot how he's related, but he is related to Romney, the ex-presidential candidate, the senator from Utah. Now, you had mentioned Mac wide receiver. Let me give everyone one other guy that I like a lot. The guy I didn't pick because I took Justin Hall. Tyrese Ritchie out of Northern Illinois, everyone. 6 feet, 193 pounds. He has NFL size. He went the JUCO route. So I think he's under the radar, but everyone remember, Brandon Ayuk was a JUCO prospect who ended up at Arizona State, and look at him now. He had an incredible freshman year. But I love that NFL size, 6'0", 193. He was a three-star prospect from 24/7 Sports. 85 in 1 year, 85, no, in a little more than one. It's hard, you know, these truncated max seasons, sorry. 85 receptions, 1,012 yards, 8 touchdowns. Tyrese Ritchie of Northern Illinois is a very interesting prospect from this level. Matt, is there anyone else that you have that we weren't able to talk about?
Yeah, there's quite a few guys left on the board. I would say quarterbacks. There was definitely a lot of quarterbacks. Hank Bachmeyer out of Boise State, I think, was a good candidate. You have Grant Wells out of Marshall, who had a great freshman year. I am high on Grant Gunnell, who transferred from Arizona to Memphis. And I think in the Memphis system, he's going to look very good. So Grant Gunnell is also on my list here. I had a couple other ones that I liked. Luke McCaffrey is now at Rice. He had a quick stint at Louisville, and he played some for Nebraska last year. Didn't end up winning out the Louisville job, so he transferred to Rice. So that's an interesting guy to watch as well. And then one more name under the radar is Tyrell Shavers out of San Diego State University. Tyrell Shavers, originally an Alabama wide receiver commit, transfers to Mississippi State, ends up being one of the many players quickly thrown to the side by Mike Leach, and ends up at San Diego State. Four-star guy. The raw talent is there. He hasn't really had the chance to get on the field and prove it, so it'll be interesting to see him prove it. And, John, we talked about Desmond Ridder, but I know a lot of folks are very excited about their next quarterback at Cincinnati, Evan Prater, four-star recruit, 6'4", 190. And so, you know, if we're talking about guys we don't mind waiting on, Evan Prater definitely has to be in the conversation as well.
There is a lot of prospects down here at the group of five. And if you are a serious Debbie player, and what I'd say is this, the group of five gives you real opportunity to gain value because you can dig deep. You might be able to get a player at a very low price in a draft, and they could rise in draft capital value. So I like if you're digging deep here, you can find these players to make an impact on your rosters, Matt.
Absolutely, John. A fun exercise, really digging into the group of five guys. We're going to be digging in real deep here in an upcoming series because we're going to start talking about college fantasy football as well. And when you hit college fantasy football, you really start looking at the game in a different lens because production looks different at different points of the country. We, of course, play college fantasy football with the group of five involved as well. And so there will be guys whose names you'll hear that we talked about in today's episode. There's more guys that we haven't brought up yet. So it'll be a really interesting conversation here. And of course, it'll be just interesting to learn more about the game of college fantasy football itself. Even a lot of Devi folks don't play the college fantasy football side of things. So we're excited to talk more about that. And that will be an upcoming series where we'll get to keep digging in even deeper here. And John, we are not that far from college football. It's coming up. And I know we're both very excited, as is the NFL season. So it's an exciting time here, even though it's over the summer and there's lots of travel and vacation and other things to pull us away from football. We're never that far away. So I appreciate everybody joining us here, engaging in our Devi bingo games. And as always, thanks for listening.